It's time for Hoag Health Radio. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
All right, that'll fire everybody up. Hello there. Welcome to the program. Thanks so much for being here. On today's show, we have an excellent guest, Dr. Stephen Goswitz, who specializes in the treatment of degenerative and traumatic conditions affecting the hip, knee, and shoulder. He focuses on reconstructive surgery and total joint replacement, and his practice includes arthroscopic outpatient surgery as well. Dr. Goswitz has served as chairman of the orthopedic department and is a member of the medical executive committee as well at Hoag Hospital. Welcome, Dr. Goswitz.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
First of all, let's get a working definition of what arthritis actually is. Can you help us out with that?
Well, arthritis just refers generically to any type of a condition that causes deterioration or pain in a joint. Mm-hmm. So it can be anything from your usual osteoarthritis, which is the most common type of arthritis that people get. You can also have rheumatoid arthritis or a number of other types of inflammatory arthritis. Mm-hmm. But basically, arthritis means that the joint is going bad.
Okay. Oof. Now, rheumatoid, let's explain that word.
Rheumatoid is a type of inflammatory arthritis that is seen in younger patients and often, or in fact, almost always affects multiple joints. And you can get it even in your teens or as a young person. And it can be a very progressively painful and debilitating condition. There's a lot of treatments for it, both medical and surgical.
Mm-hmm.
And is fortunately less common than the osteoarthritis, which we see more frequently in the older age population.
Sure, and that is something that a lot of people just plain live with and don't treat or get surgery for, correct?
Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do that don't involve surgery, anything from weight loss and taking some medication for it, adjusting your lifestyle a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They can make it so you can put up with it very nicely.
Okay. Now, one of your specialties is arthritis of the hip. What are some of the early symptoms that might cause a person to think that they might have arthritis of the hip?
You know, the funny thing is a lot of times people think they have a bad hip and they feel the pain in the buttock and the back.
Mm-hmm.
It goes down their leg and they come in for what they think is a hip problem. Turns out to be their spine. It's actually more common to have it be coming from the spine than actually the hip socket.
Really?
Yeah. Pain from the hip is typically in the groin, and
okay.
It goes down the front of the thigh to the knee, and it's often associated with a limp and with the hip being stiff. So patient says, well, gee, I can't like put on my socks very well. I can't get
right.
my shoes on very well because my hip doesn't move, or I'm
mm-hmm.
limping, and that pain in the groin. Those are some of the early symptoms of an arthritic hip.
Interesting. Now, what is more prevalent today, arthritis of the hip or osteoporosis of the hip?
Osteoporosis is more common. We see that so commonly in the older age patients. And it's amazing how the two problems are often not related in any way, because you can have a very osteoporotic hip, which means that your bone density is low and there's not a lot of calcification and mineralization in your bone,
mm-hmm.
and have absolutely no arthritis at all. So the,
wow.
the cartilage that comprises the part of the hip where it glides around in the joint
mm-hmm.
is not affected by osteoporosis.
Interesting. Interesting. Now, is arthritis always progressive, or can it be stabilized in any case at all?
Well, it's usually progressive, but it can be sometimes slowed down a lot. Some patients, it can be rapidly progressive when they're continue to abuse their joint, or they do the same thing that's sort of accelerating the process.
Mm-hmm.
There's some simple things that you can try and do, like lose weight. Patients that are
sure.
very overweight are putting a lot of pressure on their hips and knees, and,
okay.
and if you can control that, you can often slow the progression. You can't make it, once you have it, you can't make it go back to normal, but
okay.
you can certainly
you can't reverse it.
Slow it down, yeah.
Okay. Now, when you said abusing the joints, give us some more examples. One, of course, is just eating too much food, which causes pressure.
Yeah.
And what are some of the other things that might fall under the category of abusing the joint?
Well, maybe abusing that wasn't the best word to give it. But, for example, if someone has an arthritic knee and they've,
mm-hmm.
They were in high school and they blew out their knee and tore their ligaments, and now they're 45 years old and their knee is arthritic.
Right.
If that patient goes to cycling and swimming and away from things like basketball and that type of thing, then they're going to get more mileage out of their knee
okay.
before they require surgery or a joint replacement.
Because you'd always recommend getting some form of exercise daily if possible.
Oh, absolutely.
To keep the joints that you have working as well as you can, but not putting too much undue pressure on them.
Yeah, you want to keep your strength and your flexibility, but you don't want to do a lot of impact and pivoting on a joint that's compromised by a worn-out cartilage or prior damage.
Okay. Now, here's a very strange question, Doctor, so forgive it up front.
Any questions, fine.
Is it true that taller people are more prone to hip injuries than shorter people?
Gosh, I hope not. I'm like 6'6", so I'm going to...
I'm 5'11".
You know, so. I don't think that's true.
Okay.
It's not true in my experience, and I have not seen literature to suggest that.
Interesting, because I've heard the opposite. You know, you can read so much on the internet, and half of it is pure hogwash. But they were saying because of the lever and the fulcrum, and our bones are longer, therefore there's more pressure.
I've never heard that or seen it, and I've got a lot of little short people that I do joint replacements on, as well as us tall people as well.
Okay. Very good, because I saw this 92-year-old salsa dancer on the internet, and she was incredible. I thought, I bet that's because she's short.
Had she had joint replacements?
None.
Okay.
None. Didn't need any. But now that you've cleared that up, I'm feeling better about getting older.
Okay.
Now, you hear a lot about calcium and vitamin D these days and how they can help prevent osteoporosis. Is there ever a danger of taking too much calcium or vitamin D?
Yes, there's actually a condition called hypervitaminosis D, and you have to take just a ridiculously huge amount of it. But it can cause, I believe, calcification in places it's not supposed to be and can cause some problems.
Okay.
So you certainly want to get a very adequate dose of it, but you just don't want to eat the whole bottle of it.
Do you want to go out on a limb and say what an adequate dose might be for a normal person?
You know
what?
I don't, because I would probably give some information that might not be accurate.
I understand. People should consult with their primary physician about that.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, Joan in Calabasas just sent us an email. She says she's heard that salt and Diet Coke both can cause bone decay and wants to hear what you have to say about that.
That's a good question. Salt does not cause a bone decay.
Okay.
To my knowledge. And what was the other one?
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. I'm not aware of that, so I'm afraid I can't help her much with that question.
Okay. Well, we'll continue the research, and maybe we can dig something up.
Maybe we'll find something.
Okay. Again, with the strange questions, but this is what people want to know. What about high heels? Would a lifetime of wearing high heels on a daily basis have any effect on a woman's hip joints, especially if she carries a large purse and a briefcase around every day on hard sidewalks?
You know, that is a surprisingly common question. People are always under the impression that the heels make a difference with the hip and the knee, and they really don't. There's,
okay.
As long as you're, I don't care if my patients wear super high stiletto heels, mm-hmm. or tennis shoes. I don't think it makes any difference.
Interesting, and I'm glad to hear that, okay? I'm bringing the heels back out. Speaking of women, how often should a woman over 50 get checked for signs of osteoporosis?
If you do it at least once, and if it's absolutely normal, you can wait a couple of years and do it again.
Okay.
If it's borderline, if osteopenic, which is sort of halfway between normal and osteoporotic, then you want to do it every year.
Okay. Good advice. Roxanne, we got a lot of questions today here.
Good.
Roxanne in Rancho Cucamonga has sent us an email. She wants to know if yoga or Pilates can help prevent osteoporosis and or arthritis.
It certainly maintains your flexibility and your cardiovascular fitness and is very good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's any scientific data that has really looked at it critically, and I don't think we can give her an accurate answer as to whether or not it does anything for those two things. As far as osteoporosis goes, doing weight-bearing exercise is felt to be good for that, and that's usually like walking, things like that. And Pilates is partially weight-bearing, so I think in that respect, certainly it beats sitting around watching TV.
Absolutely, throwing back the chips. Okay, I have time for one more, and again, it's totally off the grid. Would you like to weigh in on, this is from Toby in Newport, Dr. Goswitz, would you like to weigh in on whether doctors should stop wearing neckties because they can spread infection? It's a big debate right
now. That's a great question. You know, I wore a necktie for many years every single day. Now I wear one like once a week. So I think that's going to be my excuse now.
As long as you get it dry clean from time to time.
I'll try and keep it out of the patient's wound, though.
There you go. We appreciate that. Today we're speaking with Dr. Stephen Goswitz about arthritis of the hip and a whole bunch of other topics, obviously. Coming up, we're going to talk about the latest advancements in hip replacement. For more info on Dr. Goswitz, you can visit hoaghospital.org, and you can listen to the podcast of this show whenever you like, and tell a friend. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Hospital in Newport Beach. We thank you so much for all your questions. You guys are good today. Please stay with us. There is much, much more to come.